Welcome back, everyone, to the Dirt Hut, a guide to Minecraft survival mode. This is the 11th episode of the podcast first season, where I'll be discussing everything you need to know in your Minecraft survival world to complete all achievements and more. Now, in the last episode, I talked about villages, and I talked about the generation and mobs within this structure. I also discussed villagers and trading in a lot of detail. In that episode, I covered the achievements Treasure Hunter, The Haggler, Master Trader, Buy Low, Sell High, and Zombie Doctor. This episode is part 2 in this series about villages, and I'm thinking about making a part 3 regarding villager trading strategies. For example, like building trading halls and all that. If you want to hear that, let me know through my email. It won't cover any achievements, but anyway, if you haven't listened to the previous episode yet, you can check it out right after this one. So now, let's begin. So, as the second and possibly last part in the Village and Pillage series, I'll be discussing illagers, raids, and how to defeat them in this episode. Firstly, let's talk about illagers. So, to quote from the official Minecraft wiki, an illager is a type of hostile mob that regularly spawns in woodland mansions, patrols, raids, and pillager outposts. And you know, it's that simple. Now, there are four types of illagers. Those are the Pillager, Vindicator, Evoker, and Ravager. You'll encounter the first three types in woodland mansions, while only pillagers can be encountered in pillager outposts, and all of them visit you, or you can encounter them, in raids. So right now, let's take a look at each and every one of these mobs in detail. First, let's talk about pillagers. So these guys hold crossbows as weapons. They shoot one arrow approximately every 3 seconds, and per hit on normal damage, they deal 4 points or 2 hearts of damage. They have 24 health points or 12 hearts, which is 2 more hearts than you, the player. They attack all players, iron golems, snow golems, wandering traders, and adult villagers. Keep in mind the word adult, because pillagers don't attack baby villagers. Calm down, they're not maniacs. Anyway, they follow any enemy within a very long 64 block radius, and their arrows can reach around more or less an 8 block radius. When underwater, they make use of melee attacks, and each melee attack on normal difficulty deals 3 health points or 1.5 hearts of damage. When killed, they drop 0 to 2 arrows, and they have an 8.5% chance of dropping a crossbow, either loaded or unloaded, depending on when they were killed. Of course, all drop chances will be increased with the looting enchantment. Now, before I move on to the next illager, let me just say that pillagers, along with vindicators, which I'll discuss next, have special drops when killed during a raid. Next up, we have the Vindicator. So these guys use iron axes as weapons, so they only do melee damage. However, they deal lots of it, dealing 13 points or 6.5 hearts of damage per hit on normal difficulty. Also, they have a chance of dealing even more damage on normal and hard difficulty, because on those two difficulties, they have a 0 to 25% chance of spawning with an enchanted iron axe. They have 24 health points or 12 hearts of health, which is just like pillagers, They also attack all players, iron golems, snow golems, wandering traders, and adult villagers. They follow any enemy within a 12 block radius. When not attacking, they cross their arms like villagers, but when they find a target, they raise their axes and sprint to that target. They also function similar to zombified piglins, where when you hit one Vindicator, all Vindicators within range will also try to attack you. When killed, they drop 0 to 1 emeralds, and they have an 8.5% chance of dropping their axe. Now, there's a little Easter egg seen if you name it Johnny using a name tag. Vindicators named Johnny will attack and be hostile to any and every mob in the game, except for Ghast and other illagers. This is a reference to The Shining, where I've not seen the movie actually, but then if I'm not mistaken, the main antagonist's name is Johnny and he has an axe, and then the popular scene where he says, "Here's Johnny," you know, that thing. Anyway, that's the Easter egg and that's the Vindicator. So let's move on now to the next illager. Now for our third illager, we have the Evoker. Evokers do not use any weapons. Instead, they use magic, in which they have two types of attacks. The first attack is also known as their Fangs attack. This attack is about to happen when you see Evokers make a low-pitched horn-like noise, and when they have purple particles around them. What happens is that a group of Fangs are summoned by the Evoker, which deal 6 points or 3 hearts of damage to you when on normal difficulty. When relatively far away, they summon a row of Fangs pointing at you. On the other hand, when you're close by, 2 circles of Fangs all around the Evoker are summoned. These Fangs are like regular Fangs, and they snap out of the ground, and then after they snap and deal damage, they go back down into the ground and they disappear. You cannot reduce the damage dealt by these Fangs with regular armor, but you can mitigate damage with enchantments such as Protection. So if you want to protect yourself and reduce damage for those Fangs, you have to enchant your armor. Now for their second attack, Evokers can summon Vexes. This is signaled with a high-pitched horn noise and white particles around the Evoker. Within a 16 block radius, Evokers can summon a maximum of 8 Vexes. Now, Vexes are not officially classified as illagers, so I'll just really quickly discuss them under the Evoker section. So, Vexes have 7 hearts of health, and they have an iron sword, which deals 9 points or 4.5 hearts of damage per hit. They attack any player, iron golem, adult villager, and wandering trader. Also, Vexes can phase through blocks. When killed, they only drop experience, so no real loot there. Anyway, let's get back to the Evokers. They have the same attack targets and health points as Vindicators and Villagers, except for the fact that they can target baby villagers. What lunatics, am I right? Anyway, they attack and follow enemies within a 12 block radius. And when killed, they drop 0 to 1 emeralds and 1 totem of undying. They always drop 1 totem per evoker, and the number cannot be increased with looting. When you kill your first evoker, you get the achievement Feeling Ill. Now before I move on to our fourth and final illager, let me tell you about a little Easter egg seen in Evokers. So when not attacking anything, they can turn blue sheep into red ones. And they signal this by emitting orange particles and making a wololo sound like that. And this is an Easter egg to the game Age of Empires, where the priest like troop you can use, they essentially turn the enemy into an ally. So there are blue and red teams, and they, for example, they turn the red to blue or the blue to red, etc. And they make the wololo sound when they do that. I'm not very good at impressions. Anyway, let's move on. Let's move on to our final illager. Now for our final illager, we have the Ravager. These guys only spawn during raids, and they have neither weapons nor magic, so they just use their sheer muscle strength, you know? They have a lot of health, with 100 health points or 50 hearts, which is 5 times the amount of health you have. So keep that in mind. And they, just like Evokers, have two kinds of attacks. They attack all players, Iron Golems, and adult villagers. First, they deal melee attacks, which deal 12 points or 6 hearts of damage per hit. This attack is done by charging at you. Now, when a Ravager charges at something, it can destroy any plant, crop, leaf, and turtle egg along the way. So, for example, you have wheat, or you have chorus fruit, or you have melons. If the Ravager goes through those are going to be destroyed. Now, its second attack is only done when blocked with a shield. So when you block a Ravager attack with a shield, of course you'll not take any damage, but you'll also have a 50% chance of stunning the Ravager, which will make it unable to move or attack for 2 seconds. This may seem good, but afterwards, it lets out a strong roar, which deals 6 points or 3 hearts of damage, along with 5 blocks of knockback to all entities. It does not matter what entity it is, it just knocks you back. And it deals damage to all entities except for Illagers. Also, Illagers can ride Ravagers. On the Java Edition, Illagers, Evokers, and Vindicators can ride Ravagers, but on the Bedrock Edition, Vindicators cannot ride Ravagers. Lastly, when you have a Ravager, you get experience in only one saddle, regardless of how much looting you have on your sword. Now, when you kill a Ravager for the first time, you'll get the achievement, Kill the Beast. And so, now that I have discussed all Illagers, let's go to the second segment out of 2 segments in this episode, which is about raids. So now, let's talk about raids in this second segment out of 2. And raids, according to the official Minecraft wiki, a raid is an in-game event in which waves of various mobs, mainly Illagers, spawn and attack a village. It is triggered when a player with the Bad Omen status effect enters a village. Now, to get this Bad Omen status effect, you have to kill a Pillager Captain, also known as a Raid Captain, which can only spawn in 2 things, Trolls and Pillager Outposts. Now, I'll talk about that detail in a few seconds, so I'll see you there. So as stated previously, to get the Bad Omen effect, you need to defeat a Pillager Captain, also known as a Raid Captain. Captains can be identified with Illager banners, which are being worn on their heads. Now, the first way to find Raid Captains is through patrols, which others refer to as Illager patrols. These patrols will only begin spawning on worlds that are at least 5 Minecraft days old, which is 100 real-life minutes. Now, approximately every 10 minutes, a patrol will try to spawn, and it has a 1 in 5 chance of spawning or a 20% success rate. And after the attempt is made, another attempt will be made after approximately 10 minutes, and so on. Patrols can spawn anywhere from 24 to 48 blocks away from the player, with 2 to 5 pillagers in any overworld biome except for mushroom fields. On hard mode, every pillager has a 20% chance of spawning as a vindicator instead. Now, when patrols spawn, they search for villages, players, and villagers. The patrol tries to attack, rather attract, and then follow the nearest players or villagers. If players or villagers are within 10 blocks of any member of the patrol, they will be attacked. And the only way to avoid being attacked is by killing all patrol members or getting out of that 10 block radius. When one patrol member is attacked, all other members will also attack, just like zombified piglins. When this happens, they lock onto the target and will pursue them within a 64 block radius. Anyway, once you kill the captain in the patrol, you'll get regular drops, plus one illager banner, and the bad omen effect. You can do the same in a pillager outpost. So pillager outposts have certain spawn spots, usually on, if I'm not mistaken, the second floor or the third floor. I think it might be the third floor. Anyway, yeah, there are certain spawn spots. Well, it's in the top floor, whatever that is, second, third floor, it might be the third floor. Basically, there's a spawn spot on the third floor of the pillager outpost, and there may be a few spawn spots as well on other levels or even outside of the pillager outpost. So, they spawn specifically there, so you have to wait for them to spawn, and that's how you'll get the pillager captain. And the best way, in my opinion, to do this is by walking 30 to 40 blocks away from the outpost and despawning all of the pillagers on there, and then going back to the outpost and seeing if others spawned. And that's all you really need. And once you kill your first raid captain, you'll get the achievement, "I've got a bad feeling about this." Anyway, I'll discuss pillager outposts in another episode together with Woodland Mansions. So anyway, now that you have the bad omen effect, you should prepare for the raid that is to come. To start a raid, you have to go to a 64 by 23 by 64 block region around any village center. When that is done, the bad omen effect will disappear and a purple boss bar will appear at the top of your screen, which can be seen within a 128 by 88 by 128 block region around the village center. This shows the number of illagers in the current wave of the raid, and it shows the exact number if the number of illagers is less than 3 in that wave. When you start your first raid, you'll get the achievement, "We're being attacked." On normal difficulty, raids have 5 waves, and in between every wave, the village bell automatically sounds off, if there is a bell at all. If you sound the bell yourself, while illagers or any other hostile mob is inside the village, you'll get the achievement, "Sound the alarm." At the start of every wave, a horn sound can be heard coming from the illagers. The horn can be heard as well during each wave in a certain time period, which, when heard with stereo or surround sound, can essentially show you the direction of the nearest illager. It gets weaker as you go far away, and it gets stronger as you go closer, and it shows you the direction based on where you can hear it from. You know what I mean? During every wave, the number of mobs in each wave increases. The 4 pillagers can spawn during raids. Rather, the 4 illagers, the 4 types of illagers, the pillagers, vindicators, evokers, and ravagers can spawn during raids. And witches can also spawn during raids, which is an interesting addition, but it's semi-accurate, or it fits in sort of, because, you know, witches are just evil villagers who got struck by lightning. So, are witches classified as illagers? Officially, no. In my opinion, they should be. But anyway, I'll talk about every single raid wave. Right, so, on the Bedrock Edition, during raids, there is a specific number of illagers that spawn per wave, and there are no variations. So if you think that the illagers that you encounter during raids is random, it's not. It's completely predetermined by the game. If you think about it, the only random part in raids is where they spawn, which is random-ish, but sort of not. Anyway, it's convoluted process. Now, on easy difficulty, there are only 3 waves. Normal difficulty has 5 waves, and hard mode has the maximum number of waves, which is 7. On wave 1, 4 pillagers spawn. On wave 2, you'll find 3 pillagers and 2 vindicators. On the third wave, you'll find 3 pillagers and 1 ravager. On wave number 4, 3 pillagers and 3 witches spawn. On the fifth wave, you'll encounter 4 vindicators, 1 ravager, 1 evoker, and 1 ravager with a pillager riding on top. Wave 6 spawns 5 pillagers, 2 vindicators, and 1 evoker. And lastly, on the final wave, wave 7, you'll find 6 vindicators, 1 witch, 2 evokers, 1 ravager with a pillager riding on top, and 1 more ravager, but this time an evoker is riding it. Now, all mobs in the raid, when killed, drop their own regular drops, but pillagers and vindicators also have extra bits of loot that can only be dropped during raids. Now, with pillagers and vindicators, they always drop 0 to 1 emeralds during raids, and they have a 65% chance, on normal difficulty, of getting these extra loot possibilities. Now, on hard difficulty, they have an 80% chance. Now let me enumerate these drops. You have a 10 over 39 chance of getting 0 to 1 emeralds yet again. You have a 5 in 39 chance of getting 2 to 3 emeralds. You have a 2 over 39 chance of getting 4 to 5 emeralds. And you have another 2 in 39 chance of getting a random enchanted book. Enchanted book is quite good because you could use raids and raid farms, evidently, to get pretty rare enchantments. One time, or rather, I think it was 2 or 3 times, I'm sure, I got like soul speed from raids, and normally soul speed could only be found when bartering with piglins. Anyway, that's far from my point. Now all of these next ones have a 5 in 78 chance of dropping, and they all have a 50% chance of being enchanted. These are iron axes, iron shovels, iron pickaxes, iron swords, iron helmets, iron chest plates, iron leggings, and iron boots. So that's really it for the number of waves and the special loot during raids. So, now that you know what happens during a raid, I'll talk about some strategies when fighting illagers in raids. First, of course, I would protect my villagers by blocking off the doors with blocks. This will make it so that illagers will not be able to kill them. Now, I don't have that much to say about combat strategies, but here's a rule I always abide by. Always go for melee, but when you go below 5 hearts and there's still quite a few enemies, hide and heal up. I also like to make use of shields for when I'm hiding in the event that an illager sneakily finds me and tries to attack. Another thing I always keep in mind is my gear. I'd recommend bringing your best gear with you, and when you kill evokers in raid, stock up on totems of undying. They really come handy in tight situations. Actually, if you keep one in your offhand, you'll get revived after dying. The first time this is done, you'll get the achievement Cheating Death. Don't forget to replace your totem in your offhand when you use it up. One other thing is that sometimes it might be difficult to find some illagers during raid waves. What I do is I listen to the horn sound effect and I follow it. When in doubt, always check the nearby caves. Yep. I put it somewhere and it's quite near the end. Also check ponds and puddles because they could have fallen in. Anyway, other than that, that's all I really have to say. So, let's move on to the three possible raid results. Now, there are three possible outcomes during a raid, and those are win, lose, or draw. First, let's talk about losing. When all villagers in the raided village have been killed, you'll lose the raid. The raid bar will completely disappear, and all illagers will celebrate by raising their hands and making special sounds. On the other hand, if you win, the raid bar will display raid victory, raid dash victory if you want to be too specific. The villagers will explode fireworks in some cases, and every player that killed a pillager in the raid gets the Hero of the Village effect, and that will reduce villager trading prices. Now, as mentioned in the previous episode, you get the achievement Buy Low, Sell High. You trade with the effect for the first time. Now let's talk about the draw. This is also known as an expired raid, where after 3 Minecraft days or 1 real life hour, the illagers will essentially give up and stop raiding the village. You'll know when this is done, because in chat, the game will automatically display a raid has expired. And if you can't seem to find illagers and want to start the raid over again, this is essentially the only way how you can do it. How you can get another raid if you can't find illagers. Just wait for an hour. And it's kind of unfortunate, but you know, it's good nonetheless. You just have to be patient, you know? You just have to be patient, or you have to find them. You have to win. You know, that's all. Well, anyway, that is the end of my discussion about illagers and raids in Minecraft. This is quite an average episode, quite a short episode if you consider it short. Well, it's 30 minutes, but still kind of short to me. But, well, it's because all of the other illager stuff is not really directly related to villages. But I hope you like it nonetheless. Again, please email me if you would like a third part to close this series next week about trading strategies. If I don't get any emails regarding that by Thursday, I won't do it and I'll move on to my next point. No emails this week about the recent episodes once again. However, I got emailed by Rebel JC, who is the host of the Dig Straight Down podcast. And I was invited to a Discord server where I could talk to other Minecraft podcasters. And, you know, they're pretty wonderful people. And you should check them out sometime, you know, Dig Straight Down, The Beacon, and The Withering Effect. Yeah, they are pretty amazing. And I quite like what they do because, you know, we're all Minecraft podcasters and we're all hoping to form a community. Anyway, that's all I have to say about this. And yeah, that really is it. So if you like this podcast, please share it with your friends and family members and stay tuned for the episodes to come. If you search the Dirt Hut on Anchor's website, you can send me a voice message for feedback, or you could also send feedback to this podcast email address, and that is thedirthutpodcast@gmail.com. I repeat, thedirthutpodcast@gmail.com. you'd like to support this podcast, you can become a patron at my Patreon page for only $1 a month. Patrons get exclusive shoutouts and access to all of my episode scripts, along with other benefits such as talking to me through the patron-only page. Again, everything is in the episode's description. Thank you all so much for listening to the 11th episode of my podcast, and I hope to see you again in the next ones. Bye now.